I was in a position trying to figure out, I was suffering financially trying to figure out, and I realized all wealth is created in the mind. You know, most of you, how many have been through Wealth Mastery? All right. I'm really proud of that program. I missed that program because I designed every minute of that program, the games and all the things. But part of how I created the biggest thing, I hope you got out of that, is that 80% of wealth is psychology and 20% is mechanics. Well, the mechanics are exciting. Anybody can figure out the mechanics. We can do a good job of teaching you that. But the psychology is where the whole game comes from. And so I realized I had to create that abundance in my mind. So I started creating these incantations. And I say, God's wealth circulates in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. And I give thanks for all my good now and for all of God's riches, for I'm one with God and God is everything. And I would do that for 2 hours while I ran, screaming it out loud. The other thing about an incantation, it's not in your head. Because by speaking it, you engage your entire physiology. And I do that over and over again. And a year later, I went from making $38,000 to $1 million in a year. Because everything in your outside world was created in the inside world. And if you have scarcity in your inside world, there's no possibility of abundance in your external world. And so these incantations I would do. And to this day, when I go run, I don't just go run. It would be stupid. Then I'm only using my body and I'd be bored silly. So sometimes I listen to music because I enjoy that, but there's a part of my run where I do incantations. And I do very simple things. You don't have to have a long, complex thing you've memorized. You can do the every day and every way. I'm feeling stronger and stronger. Every day and every way, I'm feeling stronger and stronger. And I'll do that for like 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 minutes. Then every day and every way, I feel more and more grateful. Every day and every way, I feel more and more grateful. I'll do that again and again. Or I'll take just a phrase, a word like, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. And I say it. And I change the tone of voice. And if I have a long one, I'll change a word. Like if you're going to do your primary question, and your primary question was, how can I appreciate even more the love and guidance I have inside me right now? I start out with going, how can I appreciate even more all the love and guidance inside of me now? How can I, and I do that, and then I change to another word. How can I appreciate even more, blah, 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 now? How can I appreciate? And I just do it again and again while I'm physically active with out loud my voice. And you go, well, people are going to think you're crazy and talking to yourself. Who cares? This has got to become a part of your life, not something you do once. It's like you don't go to the gym once and then go, okay, now I'm fit for life. It becomes a part of your life. And by the way, it's a positive part, an amazing part, an enjoyable part. It's not like a duty. If you go on a run and you do this, or you go on a walk, one of the reasons we brought this here was to put it in Florida so East Coast people have ease and so that people in Europe would come here. And frankly, I didn't want to come to this hotel because it wasn't at the accommodation level that I'd normally want. It was the only place in Florida available during this time of year where it would be really warm. And want to make God laugh? Tell him your plans. But I thought, well, the one good thing is you guys will have to walk. I mean, you could take it, but you walk, and it'd be a great time to do your incantations. Little did I know that you'd be freezing during the process. So I want to encourage you. You don't have to know what to say. You don't have to be perfect. You can just do a word over and over again. It has made me strong, emotionally strong, mentally strong, spiritually strong, physically strong. It has made me wealthy. It has made me happy. And if I ever get off target, it's because I got a different incantation going. I was talking to somebody last night. I was calling in response to a voicemail, and I was talking to this person, and they must have said to me, I don't know, about 15 times in a 5-minute conversation, right? What is that called? An incantation. By the way, incantation, they're spelled the same way, it's just where you focus, right? Incantation or incantation, same spelling, different emphasis. This person's got an incantation. They keep saying, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, so of course they don't know. Because the brain is not going to turn you into a liar.